Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2015 Warbirds in Review. We have been doing these features all week, and they continue to get better and better every day. You might have figured out today that we're going to feature a B-17. Is that a clue? We have a ramp full of airplane. There's not as much room for people to actually sit around today, but that is wonderful. The Yankee lady from the Yankee Air Force in Ypsilanti, they brought their airplane to be a wonderful part of this presentation. The Huey is from Atlanta, Georgia. We welcome all of those people, and we appreciate them making their airplanes available to us. We appreciate, you see the logo here. This is Scott's Miracle-Gro Company has made all of this possible, the media presence that you see here. In addition to the Fagan Fighters Museum in Granite Falls, Minnesota, they have the veterans' coins that we'll be passing out to all of our veterans after the presentation. Again, we thank them, and to our Jelly Belly sponsor. Not only do we enjoy their Jelly Belly candy, but they are the ones who supported the Huey flying all the way up from Atlanta. Just as a matter of interest to you, the fuel cost alone for the Huey to come from Atlanta is about $7,000. So that, and we won't even talk about these four engines on this B-17, right? That brings me to, there's a bomb hidden over here that our friend Jack Roush made for me that is for donations. This is solely supported by the generous donations of people such as Scott's, the Fagans, and Jelly Belly. But every dollar that you drop in that bomb, Jack promises me that when you drop a dollar in, it will not blow up. So feel free to participate and help us put this program on. We have the privilege of having David Hartman here throughout the week, in addition to a lot of other people that make this happen. But today's presentation, Gary Sinise had an Uncle Jack, and his brother-in-law also served as a medic, so I will let them tell you more about that. But we're honored to have David Hartman as our moderator. And as always, you see the talents of Sleeping Dog Productions flying on demand TV, and we're actually live right now. So we thank all of them for their talents sharing that with us. And Jim Kepnick, I see smiling back here. He is our still photographer. We've been doing photo missions every morning. The videos from all of this will be available later on. I can't wait to see them myself. So we will see an introductory video, and then we will turn that over to David Hartman. And on behalf of myself and the entire Warbirds of America, we thank you for participating in the events and making this the best place to be at Oshkosh.
Gary Sinise is known to most of us as Lieutenant Dan, the character he played in the Oscar-winning movie Forrest Gump, and as Mac Taylor, the lead character in the long-running TV series CSI New York. He is equally well known for his tireless support of our troops, veterans, and first responders. The tradition of service to our country runs long and deep in Gary's family. His uncle, Jack Sinise, flew 30 missions as a lead navigator in World War II. Gary's brother-in-law and close friend, Jack Treese, served 23 years in the U.S. Army, earning 2 Bronze Stars and 2 Purple Hearts. Jack served in Vietnam as a combat medic with the 101st Airborne Division. Sadly, both Jack Sinise and Jack Treese passed away this past October. General Patrick Brady knows firsthand the heroism of combat medics like Jack Treese. During 2 tours of duty as a medevac pilot in Vietnam, he flew more than 2,000 missions and rescued more than 5,000 wounded. For evacuating 51 wounded while having 3 helicopters shot out from under him on January 6, 1968, he was presented the Medal of Honor. In one of the most inspirational of all Warbirds in Review forums, General Brady and Gary Sinise will pay tribute to Jack Sinise, Jack Treese, and indeed all those veterans who risked all to defend us and to save their brothers and sisters in the field while the battle still raged. Providing a fitting backdrop for this presentation will be the Yankee Air Force's beautifully restored Yankee Lady, a B-17 much like the one in which Jack Sinise flew his 30 wartime missions.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm David Hartman. Thank you all. It is such a privilege to be here to share with all of you in honoring our veterans who have protected our freedoms for decades, our active duty personnel, and our civilians who restore these airplanes because they're committed to maintaining this history. We don't want any of us to be forgotten. So it's a privilege to be with you today. Thanks for joining us. Gary Sinise, an Emmy, a Golden Globe nomination for an Oscar, just a few of his many professional honors. Of course, as Lieutenant Dan Band continues to make us tap our feet and get up and dance in the aisles. They perform, by the way, tonight at 8 in the Boeing Plaza. That's 8 tonight. Gary, with his long commitment to honoring veterans, created his foundation, the Gary Sinise Foundation. His foundation serves our nation and honors our defenders, our veterans, our first responders, their families, in fact, anybody in need. He is national spokesperson for the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial and a recipient of the Presidential Citizen Medal for his humanitarian work supporting Iraqi children. Welcome, Gary Sinise.
Thank you.
Now welcome Medal of Honor recipient, General Patrick Brady. Gary, tell us about Jack Treese, your brother-in-law. How close were you to him?
Well, Jack was more like a brother to me. I met Jack back in the early 80s through my wife. He married my wife's sister. They met at Fort Stewart when they were both at Fort Stewart. Jack, as they said in this video, is a combat medic in Vietnam, and he stayed in the service for 22 years. Met my wife down, my wife's sister down at Fort Stewart, and we became very, very close, very good friends. I ended up when I started taking USO tours and going overseas and visiting our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. I would take Jack with me because obviously he was somebody who would really appreciate getting to see our service members in the current conflict, and I knew he would enjoy being there, and it would be something that I could give back to him. So we were very, very close. Unfortunately, he was diagnosed with cancer in April of last year, and he died in October. It went very, very quickly, but I learned a lot from him about service and the Army, Vietnam, and a little bit about what it was like for him to be in service as a combat medic, although I'm probably going to learn a lot more today from General Brady, because my brother-in-law, he didn't talk a whole lot about it, but I knew there was a lot going on in him, and I miss him very much.
General Brady, talk about your crew. When you got a call to go out to evacuate people, who's the crew? Well, how's it made up?
The crew on a dust-off helicopter was four people, pilot, co-pilot, medic, and a crew chief. And it was a very, very tight-knit team. We had to work together in all kinds of terrain and everything. I feel like I know Jack, too. He was in Vietnam the same time I was. We were there. Of course, you all remember Bob Hope and what he did for the troops when he came to Vietnam. I can't tell you what that meant to me and to the troops that I served with. And this next to me, Gary Sinise, is the Bob Hope of today. And what he does for those troops is just wonderful. Now, Jack was a medic. He was a combat medic. And the combat medic on our aircraft saw more traumatic amputations, sucking chest wounds, belly wounds, probably than a lot of physicians. And they were very good in a very rough environment of saving those lives. I'll just tell you a vignette or two about a couple of the guys who did the same kinds of things. By the way, Jack died on my birthday last year, the 1st of October, and he was in the same battalion that I would later command in the 101st 326 Med Battalion when they were in Vietnam. So I do feel close to this kid. I had a medic, his name was Steve Hook. To give you an idea of a typical thing that a medic does in combat, we were called into an area. It was supposed to be secure. You got some veterans Vietnam guys here? You know what a secure area was? They would say, dust off, come on in, it's secure. And so we get in there and hit the ground, and two people popped out of spider nests right beside the aircraft, shot my crew chief, shot my medic, Steve Hook. Crew chief was hanging in his harness. I thought he was dead. Hook, the medic, disappeared. And the guys on the ground went to work killing the snipers that were right there next to us. And I'm looking for Hook. And they said, get the hell out of here. So there was a kind of a little keyhole, so I pushed the aircraft forward into the keyhole, and there were 11 wounded. And I look around, and there's Hook, my medic, who shot, dragging the wounded to the aircraft. A lot of the friendlies wouldn't stand up to help him, and he's dragging 11 people onto the aircraft. He gets on, we're heavily loaded, and I look around, trying to get it out of that area. I look around, and Hook is going through the bodies in the back of the helicopter, treating. But he's bleeding. He's shot in the back, and he's bleeding. And I'm afraid he's going to bleed out. So I grab one of the wounded. I'm trying to fly the aircraft with one hand. My co-pilot was having some problems. And shake one of the wounded guys and point to his first aid packet and say, and then point to the hole in Hook's back and say, plug it up. And so he's plugging up Hook while Hook is taking care of the patients. Now that's one example of what his brother-in-law went through on a daily basis in Vietnam. And I can tell you many stories about, these were my favorite human beings, the crew chief and the medic in Vietnam, who was part of the team that we had that saved literally 1 million souls just in Vietnam alone. So he was a great, I feel like I know him. I know he was a great person. I would have loved to have met him in person.